Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. It's here should be a special schutz for Chayu Chavit Fega Bas Michal Adis Basi, Bas Rashach Le Yisrael, and for Chana Libra Bas Necha Gittel, and for Dina Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel, Adina Bas Sheva Bas Necha Gittel, Gila Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel, Bracha Vatzlacha B'chol Masei Yedehem. Based on Torah, I received from Moray Rabbi, Tom the Rebbe Shlita, Shmuz he gave Parashas Ve'era, Tavshin Samach Dalid. In Parashas Va'era, the Torah gives an account of the first seven Makkos. We have Makkos Tzvardeya, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chof Ches, says the Torah, Sharat Hayor Tzvardim, Valu Vatu Vesecho, Vachadar Mishkovcho, Valmitosecho, Vesavadecho, Vamcho, Vesanarecho, Vesharosecho, Uvecho, Vamcho, Vachol Avadecho, Yalu at Tzvardim. So the Torah tells us that the Nile will swarm with frogs, and they will arise and enter your house and into your bedroom and upon your bed, into the house of your servants and into your nation, and into all your oven, into your kneading troughs, and into you and into your nation, into all your servants, the frogs should arise. So Rashi, on Pasuk Chof Ches, in the first Pasuk, says that Paro started with the Eitzah to enslave the Jewish people, so Mamela, he got hit first, and that's why it says in the Pasuk, first Paro. Ubatu ubo beveisecho. It says Paro first. Why did it say Paro first? Because he had the Eitzah first to enslave the Jewish people, therefore he got hit first by the frogs. What's interesting is that the Gemara says the same thing. Rashi's obviously basing himself in the Gemara. Sota 11a, but the Gemara quotes Pasuk Choftes, Uvecha, that Paro is mentioned first. And then afterwards, Uve'amcho, Uvechol Avadecho. So why does Rashi quote Pasuk Chofches, that Paro was first? First, your house. Why does he quote that pasuk first? Why does he quote that pasuk to prove that Paro got it first? When the pasuk in when the Gemara quotes the next pasuk, uvecha. So the Marasha points this out, and he says that you can't. He explains to the Chazal that you can't prove it from the first pasuk because Paro is listed first because he's most important, not that he was first to be punished. But the pasuk repeats the same information, so by repeating it, it shows that he'd get a hit because he came up with the Eitzah. But why does Paro change from Chazal? That's the big kasha. Also, we have to understand, Svaritim, the pasuk says that frogs went into his bedroom, and it also says they went to his bed. So we have you have his bedroom and into his bed. Why does it have to mention his bed specifically? If it's in the bedroom and in his bed. And Bechla, why did Hashem choose a frog to carry out this makkah? A lot of different animals in the animal kingdom. The Medrash says, Svardeya is an acronym. Tzipor sheyesh bo yedeya, a bird that has intelligence. So I wouldn't expect any of them to get into Yale. But there is a certain aspect of understanding that a frog has that's greater than other animals. Zohar HaKadosh tells us that David HaMelech was once walking next to a river and he said, Rabbanu Shalom, is anyone in the world who praises his master as I do? And then he encounters a frog who says to him, David, don't be haughty, for I do more than you. I turn myself over to be killed for Hashem's will. As it says in the Tzayor Tzvadim, the Nile swarmed with frogs. And additionally, I praise Hashem day and night without stopping. And for every praise that I say, I add to it 3,000 mishalim. So David HaMelech accepted the teichach of the frog, and he wrote the words of Tehillim, Hashem lo gova libi v'lo gomu einai, Hashem, my heart was not haughty, nor did I uplift my eyes. Another medrash, so you see that David HaMelech accepted the teichach of the frog that gives so much praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another medrash, cited in the Hakadamah to Perek Shira, discusses the encounter between David HaMelech and the frog. The frog tells David, don't be haughty, because I am involved in a great mitzvah which you are not. There is a certain creature that lives on the lake shores whose only sustenance is remaining aquatic life. When he is hungry, he takes me and eats me. This is my mitzvah. As it says, Imrov soinacho echilei lechem, if your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. From both these versions of the encounter, it becomes clear that in its nature, the frog has a deep understanding of the value of giving to others. So he's meiser nefesh for Hashem. He's meiser nefesh for a predator who's hungry. In Perek Shira, his pasuk, the pasuk of the frog, is Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa Lo'ilam Void. That's his praise of Hashem. So So that's the essence. The essence of the frog is Baruch Shem, blessed is the name of God's glorious kingdom forever. So now we can explain that the frogs, who are the epitome of self-sacrifice, were sent to punish Paro. Paro is the embodiment of egocentricity. Everybody else is just an object to fulfill his will. Kills Jewish babies to bathe in their blood. So Mimela, Paro's egocentricity. So Mimela, the frog, which represents giving, is going to be the tikkun. It's going to be the one carrying out the punishment. From the fact that the Torah specifically mentioned that the frogs would go into Paro's bedroom as well as his bed, we understand another oimek. There are many different types of places a person can find himself. There's Rishis HaYochid, there's more than Rishis HaRabim. But the most private room is the bedroom. That's only for the owner. The bedroom is called, the Kodesh Kedoshim is called the bedroom. Chedra Amitos, Malachim 2:11:2. So since it's total privacy in a person's bed, that's when you can really think clearly. Like Daniel writes, mentioned it in his message to King Aryoch of Bavel, as it says, Ana Malka Rayonecha Mishkavcha Selik Salko. You, O King, your thoughts become aroused in your bed. Your bed is your private place. That's where you can think your innermost thoughts. So that's why Rashi quotes the first pasuk that mentions Paro before his servants, rather than the original statement of Chazal based on the next pasuk. Rashi wanted to pinpoint the root source of the evil that this plague was coming to, this Makkah was coming to eradicate. Rashi understood the reason why Paro was punished before his servants was because of the cruel and inhumane decrees that the Egyptians used to subjugate the Jewish people, and they were the fruits of his twisted and self-centered mind. Rashi wrote, he began with his plan. So where does that plan come? In the bed. It's not enough in the bedroom, but even in the bed, which is the person's most private place. And that's where Paro was Isaac in his deepest thoughts. And what were his deepest thoughts? How to enslave the Jewish people. How to hurt other people. How to use other people for your own needs. That's the evil of Paro. So the frogs go into Paro's bed to show you use this bed to go deep into thought and to think of these terrible plans to hurt the Jewish people. So now the frogs are going to come into that very bed to punish you there. You're going to get it where it counts, in your place of privacy, where you think you're alone and you're deep in thought, and nobody's bothering you, and you can think of thoughts to hurt the Jewish people. So that's where the frogs get you, to show that these self-centered thoughts need to be fixed. So, Lev Yodea Maris Nafshay, how many thoughts we have that are not appropriate on many levels, in many ways. And Chazal tell us that Ein Machsheves Harayis Miskaberes HaBalev HaPonim Min HaChochma, Rambam Bia 22:21. So any thoughts we have about selfish thoughts, self-centered thoughts, all of these things should be eradicated. There's a line that Rav Kook has, a Meridika line. Rav Kook says that Maron HaRav Zatzal, there's no end to the evil that comes about people being overly immersed in their own selves. Incredible. So we should be zeuche, to be the opposite of Paro, to be giving, to be caring, to see other people as human beings with needs, and our job is to fulfill their needs, not to manipulate and take advantage and exploit them. And we should be zeuche mir tashem in the schus of fixing our thoughts in that private, most private, innermost place, in the inner sanctum, the cheder amitos, and the schus of fixing our thoughts there. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring the gula shlema, and we should be zeuche umal aretz deyas Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.